Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins.
His mercy endures forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose dear Son, on the night before he suffered, instituted the sacrament of his body and blood, mercifully grant that we may receive it thankfully in remembrance of Jesus Christ our Lord, who in these holy mysteries gives us a pledge of eternal life, and who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
The Lord instructs Moses and Aaron in founding Passover, the ritual Jewish meal filled with the symbols of God's love for his people. Reading of the first lesson. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share it with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it in the sides and the tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night, they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire with the head, legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any of it till morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it: with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals. I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you in the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. This is the day you are to commemorate." The word of the Lord.
Thanks
Thanks be to God.
Today's psalm is Psalm 78. Let us read responsively at the asterisk. He led them with a cloud by day,
and all the night through the glow of fire.
He split the hard rocks in the wilderness
and gave them drink as from great deep.
He brought streams out of the cliff,
and the waters gushed out like rivers.
But they went on sinning against him,
rebelling in the desert against the Most High.
They tested God in their hearts,
demanding food for their craving.
They railed against God and said,
"Can God set a table in the wilderness?"
True, he struck the rock, the waters gushed out, and the gullies overflowed.
But is he able to give bread or provide meat to his people?
So he commanded the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained down manna upon them to eat.
He gave them grain from heaven.
So mortals ate the bread of angels.
He provided for them food enough.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus celebrates the first instance of Holy Communion, which reminds us time after time of his deep sacrifice for our sins. Reading of the second lesson. For I received from the Lord what also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, in the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it. Do it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. And when the hour came, Jesus sat at table, and the apostles were with him. And he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I shall not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took a cup. And when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I shall not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And then he took bread, And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And likewise, the cup after the supper. "This cup," he said, "which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me at the table. For the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." Well, they began to question one another which of them it was that would do such a thing. A dispute also arose among them, which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. He said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For which is the greater, the one who sits at table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who sits at the table? Of course, but I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have continued with me in my trials, and I assign to you, as my Father assigned to me, a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." And this is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I don't know, in Episcopal churches, am I allowed to preach from the lectionary? Is it okay to, you know? In Lutherans, you got to have a Bible, you know, one of them floppy leather Bibles, you know, so you just kind of flap it open to the right spot. You know. Oh, yeah, don't tell them. Just a few brief comments tonight about this business of the Lord's Supper. Well, you know, this business. You know, I just talk plain sometimes. We hear this lovely little phrase, "Do this for the remembrance of me." I can't see you back there, so I got to wander over here. All right, you know, eat, drink, do this for the remembrance of me. Now, you know, every once in a while, you know, for a lot of the Protestants, they say, "Do this in memory of me," you know. And I grew up in a tradition that still holds on to this word, remembrance. And it's not just like having a memory of this, but this comes from a very old Greek word, anamnesis, and the Hebrew word behind it. I can't even say the Hebrew word. But this is the sense. Remembrance in this context means this. It's not just that we're doing something that happened 2,000 years ago, and it's not that we're just remembering what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, but there's this sense of participation, that when we do this, we're not just remembering Jesus, but we are participating with Jesus across the centuries, across the millennia. And so that we have this sense, if we really ponder deeply about this, in a spiritual sense, in a real sense. I mean, we talk about the real presence of Christ in the meal, right? And so we are participating with the disciples, with Jesus, in that upper room. And that's the sense behind this word remembrance. And that's why I don't use, you know, in memory of me. I hold on to that traditional word because that's the thinking and the preaching behind that word, is that we continue to participate with Christ in this meal. It's not just a symbolic, it's just not a spiritual sense, but we are present with Christ in bread, in wine, in the breaking of bread, in the blessing of the words, in the distribution, in the eating and the drinking. We are with Christ in this meal. Are you with me on this? Do you get what I'm talking about here? Okay, I can move on to the next part. Because if you don't get this part, none of the rest of it makes any sense. Of course, none of this may make any sense at all, anyhow. Now, I had lunch with Dr. Fratianne, Richard Fratianne, who was the founder of the burn unit at Metro Health Medical Center. And he's a very devout man. Oh my goodness, he loves the Lord, he loves the church. He himself says that his work as a surgeon in the burn unit, he thinks of himself as a medical missionary, right? His plan was to become a medical missionary and go to New Guinea or Indochina, you know, like Thailand, Vietnam. And his wife said to him, well, why do we have to serve, you know, the needy and the poor halfway around the world? Why don't we do that right here in Cleveland? And so he considers himself really a medical missionary in Greater Cleveland, serving some of the most vulnerable and injured people in Northern Ohio, in our region. And he's a delightful man. He seems like he's 187 already, but, you know, he's like 84, 85 years old and vital and smart, and man, he's got a quick mind. He asked this question at lunch the other day. He says, you know, Jesus says, do this for the remembrance of me. And then Dr. Fratianne said this. He said, what is the this? You know, do this in remembrance of me. Yes, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. But what is the this? We were all dumbfounded. What is the this? I mean, is Jesus really like big on blessing bread? You know, does he want us just to be going around and blessing bread, you know, and remembering Jesus, you know? I mean, is he really concerned with blessing wine? Now, some of you might want to have a lot of wine and have it blessed, you know, some of us. I'm a beer drinker myself, so. Of course, I'm Lutheran, you know, that way. But we were talking about this. He says, is Jesus really concerned that we be all about blessing bread and wine? Is that really the deal? Of course, you can get that Dr. Fratianne's answer is a little different than that, right? He said, what is the this? The this is pouring yourself out in self-giving love. The this is sitting with sinners and eating with them. The this is continuing to demonstrate actively, daily, pouring out God's healing, peaceful love and grace on the world. The this is serving one another with generosity and kindness and hospitality, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from. The this is, what was it? We heard it on Sunday, the Philippians passage, right? He emptied himself, you know, taking on the form of a servant. The this is, Jesus shows us by his living, by his demonstration of his life, his actions, his teaching, that self-pouring yourself out in grace, in love, in compassion for those around you. I don't have an argument against that. Anybody got something better than that? Yeah?
Does this
Did you hear that? The this is not considering himself at all. Now, unfortunately, in America, that gets kind of crazy, you know. Oh, I'm a worm, you know. Not me. I mean, it goes both ways. But yes, that being willingness to turn the heart and the mind open for the person right there in front of you, right there in need, right there in joy, right there in celebration. I'm at one of those moments where there's like 8 ideas in my head, but let's just pick one. I started at Lutheran Hospital in 1988. I might have been the youngest Lutheran chaplain in the country, and I have data that suggests that. I was 32 years old, and I remember working at Lutheran Hospital, you know, being a chaplain, visiting people, working with staff, supporting staff. And people would kind of like, well, chaplain, you have a really important ministry here. You know, it's so important that you're here and you really do this and you really do that. And fortunately, I had a great teacher in seminary, and I would look at them and I'd just say, you know, I'm not sure that's true. And they say, what do you mean? I said, for some reason, this is a mutual ministry. For some reason, I just keep having the sense that we're in this together and we support one another and we do this together. It's our ministry together. And the reason that I kept thinking that was because some of the people I worked with were some of the finest spiritual caregivers I had ever met. A wonderful woman named Ava Brower. We had a very sad thing happen in the surgery, and Ava was a volunteer. Oh my goodness, she was a lifelong Lutheran. She'd have been about 85 or 86 years old. And we had this family that was very terrified and very sad, and they were frightened. And I watched Ava go back into the surgery. She was staffing the surgery waiting area, right? And she just came out with like a couple of blankets, and she took this elder grandmother of the patient, and she just wrapped these blankets around this woman and sat down, and she just held this frightened woman with her heart and with her mind and with her spirit. And I got out of the way. I said, my goodness, don't get in the way of that. I saw some of the nurses down there, and I still see it to this day. I see some of the nurses and therapists and social workers who are pouring themselves out day after day in care for some of the most vulnerable people down there at Metro. But then what we also do is we support one another in love, in respect, in generosity, right? We're doing this together. I think that that's the this. We're encouraged to pour ourselves up like Jesus, to pour ourselves out, to open the heart and the mind to all those around us, and that we encourage one another mutually, respectfully, gently and kindly, supporting one another to be that channel that allows the grace of God and the overwhelming compassion of God to simply spread across the land. That's a kind of this that I'm willing to break bread for, and I'm willing to bless wine with. So let's get on with our service and bless some bread and bless some wine and eat and drink to celebrate the love of the Lord. Yeah, that's enough for tonight. So we say all together, everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
This evening's prayers of the people are Form 4, found on page 388 of the Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray for the church and for the whole world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in all the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth of your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all those whose lives are closely linked with ours. Grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them comfort and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, and that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Receive our heart. We humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, that we may delight in your will. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Amen. Please stand. May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Greet one another with words of peace. The Lord be with you.
Lift up
your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For our sins he was lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw the whole world to himself. And by his suffering and death, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who put their trust in him. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself, in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We recall his death, resurrection, and ascension. We offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of a new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you and one another in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, for all is prepared.